Getting up to speed with a new farm bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
If it works like hopefully it will, then we all win as American citizens.
Tennessee's 8th District Congressman Stephen Fincher, one of the few remaining actual row crop farmers left in Congress, has just wrapped up a series of farm tour meetings with farmers across Tennessee, Kentucky, and Mississippi to discuss the nation's new farm bill that passed earlier this year.
Very, very different than anything we've had in the past. Moving away from the farm subsidy program as we know it to crop insurance, it being basically all crop insurance now. The most important thing I can stress, I think, is farmers have to be engaged, I think, more than they have ever been. I know it's causing us to be more engaged.
Representative Fincher says it was imperative to get this farm bill passed, and it was a bipartisan agreement with substantial cuts to the ag programs and only minor cuts to the food nutrition programs, which makes up a vast majority of the bill.
Farm bill is not about farmers. It's not about subsidies. It's about keeping safe and cheap food for the country, because we don't want to make the mistake of buying our food like we buy our energy from foreign countries. So it's very important that we remember we are a very small minority when it comes to the population in the country now. We don't have the representation that we once had in the halls of Congress.
Congressman Fincher, the only cotton farmer in Congress, says the new farm bill has a lot of options for farmers to consider as they start a new crop season.
This program is very flexible. It allows them to choose many different options that can be chosen, not only farm by farm, but actually track by track, by commodity by commodity. And again, what we try to do is be fiscally responsible, but also to give the producer the options that they need to stay in business so the country stays in food.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.